from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
They look like a... that.
So we could say stuff like they win some, they lose some?
For them to... And they've been outscored 27-0?
Yeah. They haven't scored in 24 innings.
24 innings? Yeah. Like, the White Sox just lost. Well, they won last night.
Yeah.
They broke it.
The White Sox might beat the Braves right now if they play.
No, they didn't score.
They might.
They haven't scored a run. I mean, not one.
Not one.
You can't get a run?
Not a single solitary
like,
run.
Like, it can be like 27-2?
Yeah. That's the longest stretch of scoreless innings they've had in 35 years.
I believe it.
Yeah. I guess they were still – I didn't realize this. A lot of the shutouts that have happened this year have been on the road.
Okay.
So last night was the first home shutout that they've had or something. I don't know.
Oh, Outcast night.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Outcast
to embarrass night. Yourselves in front of Big Boy.
Really?
Like that. All right? Yeah. No, I don't know. It's it's not good. They're not good offensively. That's not news, but it's a little bit more glaring, I suppose, on nights or back-to-back games like the last couple. It's a little bit more frustrating, too, because you keep trying to talk yourself into the corner, right? Oh, did they turn the corner? No, there isn't any corner.
Have we actually, me and you, talked ourselves into this?
Maybe, like a little bit. Like you try it, and it's like, oh, 6 out of 7, that's really good. Here they come. And the Phillies are playing bad. So, all right. And it's, yeah, no, nah, man. I mean, it just, look, I mean, when people tell you who they are, you got to believe them.
Yeah. And this is not,
and they've told you who they were.
This is,
over the course of the season.
This is so bad.
Here's the thing that's frustrating because, look, I mean, we can sit here and talk about the guys that can't hit and all that. We've done that for 110 games. The thing that's a little bit frustrating is, and I understand why they're doing it, because they're trying to keep these pitchers fresh and healthy leading into the playoffs. If they don't pitch these guys on regular rest, they might not make the playoffs.
Yes.
Like, they're now in the third wild card spot. They've slipped that far back. The Mets are not far behind them as far as that final wild card spot goes. They've been passed by two other teams in that wild card stronghold that they had. So when you have situations like they're in right now, where Bryce Elder, who is doing the best he can. Like, he had a good start last time out there, wasn't good yesterday, has made more starts than Chris Sale has since the All-Star break because you're trying to rest Chris Sale and keep him fresh for October. If Chris Sale doesn't start more games than Bryce Elder from here on out, you might not play
in October.
Yeah. So, like, that, I understand the philosophy because of what's bit them in the ass the last two Octobers where they got there and their pitching staff wasn't healthy. Wasn't rested. It wasn't where they wanted them to be. Now, it wasn't just rest and health. It was random. They got all kinds of random bad luck the last couple of years and came up against a red-hot Phillies team. But, like, philosophies have to shift a little bit. And I know that they said that they were going to probably get these guys on more regular rest as the second half unfolded, but that hadn't happened yet. And when you're rolling guys like Bryce Elder and Alan Winans and Darius Vines and guys like that out there to try to get these guys extra rest, there's just a pretty good – and again, they scored zero runs
exactly.
yesterday. So this is not Bryce Elder's fault yesterday. Now, he didn't pitch good. But if you're doing this in the pursuit of rest, you might be shooting yourself in the foot in the short term.
He pitched like ass yesterday.
In the pursuit of long term.
I mean, he was awful yesterday from the get-go.
Right, but he shouldn't even be pitching.
Chris Sale should have been pitching yesterday. We agree with that, but his ass was pitching.
He was.
I mean, we can talk about who should have been in there, but he was.
I'm frustrated. Yes, we can get frustrated on a daily basis.
I understand what you're saying about Chris Sale.
You can't also be bad on a daily basis and have your philosophy not be working.
I agree with that, but he was ass yesterday.
He was.
The team was, too. I mean, no matter if Chris Sale was in there or not, he was in there. You're a professional pitcher.
Right.
Your damn job.
If Chris Sale pitched yesterday and gave up one run, they still lose.
Exactly.
Right?
So, I mean, this whole team is crap right now. It is. And you see that from, and it started early when damn Solera put, like, damn.
Yeah.
I mean, damn.
Yeah.
I mean,
I guess we know why he hasn't been playing
exactly.
outfield
this year. Exactly. Hitting that damn wall so hard. And then you see Kelnick. Like, Kelnick, oh, I got it. Then just looks.
Yeah.
It just reminds me. That's why I tweeted out the GIF yesterday from Major League. Oh, it's too high.
Yeah.
What do you mean too high? You know? Just like that's – you can only laugh at it now.
Yeah.
Because it's bad. It's bad. And for them not to get a hit – I mean, I'm sorry, get a run since Saturday? Come on, man. Come on, man. This is just comical right now. All right, we can blame Alex Anthopoulos for not doing anything. A trade deadline, whatever. It's done. It's over with. They got who they got. I mean, they get some guys back, obviously, but damn, that was bad yesterday. And that's what was, because like, what was it, last week we were talking about, man, that's the worst game they've ever played.
Yeah, I don't know. We found different rock bottoms.
We find different ones, because yesterday was, I mean, the Brewers were playing with them yesterday. They were playing with them yesterday.
10-0, man. The other thing is, you give up 10 runs yesterday. I believe I have this correct. The Braves scored double-digit runs 20 times last year. They've scored double-digit runs one time this year. They gave up double digits yesterday. They've scored 10 runs or more one time this year. I think it was the second game of the season.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, it's been a while.
If Contreras was faster, that would have been inside the park home run.
Oh, yeah. Like, no, absolutely.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, it was comical yesterday just sitting there.
He had to do the swim move spin to get into third base.
Yeah, just comical.
And then he gave Riley the little finger wag. They're just messing with him yesterday.
Yeah, that's what I said. They were playing around.
Yeah.
They were just playing around with them.
Yep.
And, you know.
So you got a DH in right field who can't hit or play right field.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a center fielder who doesn't particularly play center field well in center field, who was your leadoff hitter, who had to get moved out of leadoff because he can't hit.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a left fielder who's probably the worst left field hitter in baseball right now in Eddie Rosario.
Yeah. So are we surprised by these results?
Well, I'm still a little bit surprised that with like Riley and Ozuna and Olsen and guys like that in the heart of your lineup, you can't scrape one across.
One.
You know? You can't get one or two across here and there. But again, it wouldn't have mattered because Bryce Elder didn't pitch good yesterday. And the bullpen came in and didn't back him up yesterday either. Jesse Chavez wasn't any good. It's sort of an all-systems failure with this baseball team over the last couple of days. Again, hopefully Chris Sale goes out there and deals today. He probably will.
Can they score? Six days rest, but can they score any runs?
Yeah,
that was the funny thing. You know, when you listened, I was actually there when Carl had Grant on, and talking about the Magic 8 Ball. What does your Magic 8 Ball show you that they're going to hit today? Grant was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know,
but you do though.
Do we?
Yeah, you know, some of these guys aren't going
to
hit.
I'm just confused now because I'm like 27-0. That's like a great football team versus a bad football team. That's like Georgia versus like Mississippi State in the first half.
Yeah.
27 damn nothing.
Yep. Yep.
27.
Mm. But that's, unfortunately, it's kind of what this offense, they're like the five worst offenses in baseball.
Yeah, I know who's not, I know, and I, believe me, trust me, I know who's not in the lineup. I understand. I get it. But damn, 27 none?
Yeah. I mean, those guys aren't coming back.
Get one
day. Let's go out and get one today. Let's get one run today.
I feel like my Bob Uecker.
You might win.
One bleeping run?
Sale might get you a win if you get one run today.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. you get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.